Albany went into overtime this year, but the legislative session is nearly over. Almost a week after the session was supposed to end, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and legislative leaders reached a tentative deal Tuesday on some major remaining issues. Cuomo met his goals in some areas more than in others. On education, for example, he failed to secure a tax credit he's been pushing for since January to help parents of children in private and parochial schools. WNYC's Beth Fertig has details.
The tax credit would have been worth $150 million, giving parents a deduction for their tuition dollars. And donors giving to private school scholarships would have saved a lot of money on their taxes. But Assembly Democrats and the teachers union saw that as diverting money away from public schools. In the end, lawmakers compromised on a different way to help the private schools. They made $250 million available to reimburse them for state-mandated expenses, like keeping track of student attendance and test scores. Cuomo portrayed it as a big victory.
I'm very pleased that they're going to get the financial support they need to stabilize that system.
But Cuomo had put a lot of political capital into this tax credit, and the group that lobbied for it, the Coalition for Opportunity in Education, declined to comment. A spokesman for the New York State Catholic Conference said he expected families paying tuition will be disappointed that they won't get tax deductions, while he says non-public schools across the state are owed a total of $300 million, they're sure to be relieved by the new infusion of money. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.
Legislative leaders also agreed to extend Mayor de Blasio's control over city public schools, but just for one more year. Senate Republicans refused to give him the 3 years he wanted, so he'll have to come back to ask for another extension soon. One of the biggest housing issues on this year's agenda was the renewal of rent regulations for more than 2 million tenants. WNYC's Janet Babin reports yesterday's deal in Albany will extend those regulations with some changes.
Governor Cuomo calls it an unprecedented package that protects tenants. He says it breaks the pattern in Albany of rolling back rent protections when rent laws expire.
2011, we changed that pattern, actually increasing them. And this is the second time rent protections will actually be increased.
Right now, landlords can take vacant apartments out of rent stabilization when the monthly rent hits $2,500. The deal would increase that threshold and keep raising it over the years incrementally. But housing advocates were hoping to put an end to that sort of deregulation altogether, calling it a loophole in the rent stabilization system. Policy analyst Tom Waters with the Community Service Society of New York says the increase will still end up cutting the number of rent-stabilized apartments.
Losses of 87,500 units in the 4 years. Manhattan below Harlem would lose the most.
The tax break for real estate developers, called 421A, would also extend for 4 years, provided both labor and real estate leaders are able to agree on construction worker pay within 6 months. Labor leaders are demanding prevailing wages, roughly union wages. Cuomo expects there will be a compromise. For WNYC, I'm Janet Babin.
On two criminal justice issues that Governor Cuomo was pressing, the leaders of the Senate and Assembly have still not been able to come to an agreement, so the governor is using his executive powers to intervene. But as WNYC's Karen Rouse reports, social justice advocates are not satisfied.
A coalition of criminal justice activists were banking on Cuomo to get the state legislature to raise the age of criminal responsibility to 18. That would mean 16- and 17-year-olds would no longer be placed in adult prisons. On Tuesday, Cuomo announced this.
By executive action, we will take 16 and 17-year-olds out of state prisons and put them in separate facilities.
Advocates say that's a failure because it doesn't legally change the age threshold for adulthood in prison. The Senate and Assembly also couldn't agree to designate a special prosecutor to handle cases involving the deaths of unarmed civilians in police custody. Cuomo announced his own fix.
I will appoint the Attorney General as a special prosecutor for a period of 1 year.
But the families of young men killed in encounters with police have a tepid response. They say they want to see the details. Among other things, they want Cuomo to promise that a special prosecutor is given full investigative authority over cases. Attorney General Eric Schneiderman says he is disappointed that the governor and state legislature did not adopt permanent statutory reforms. For WNYC, I'm Karen Rouse.
Legislators in both chambers are expected to debate Cuomo's proposals today and could begin voting on them to make them law.